Rise Guys Morning Show.
It's got them all in there. Got
Hell
a little
yeah.
Outkast, a little AC/DC, some Queen, a little Ozzy.
You got old Mashup Tuesday.
No, let me tell you what I did. Sing it. When I did the rejoin yesterday, I called it Mashup Monday, but I ended up leaving this song off.
Oh, yeah.
Because I did the other mashup. So this was supposed to be part of Mashup Monday. You're absolutely right.
That's a good one. That
Sing
one goes
it.
Hard.
There we go. Oh, you wait till later. Or maybe tomorrow I'll do Thunder Jump. That's a fun one.
Thunder Jump?
Yeah.
I like this.
A little Van Halen, a little AC/DC, a little Thunder Jump.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Van Halen and Crisscross, but...
That's good. That's good. I think that's what the music of heaven will be like. All your favorite songs mashed up into one glorious hit. It just makes sense.
I ain't going to be none of these bands.
Hey, you don't know that. What are you trying to say about Freddie Mercury?
They won't allow him. Like, look, we're a little softer up here. A little DC talk, maybe.
Yeah. Wait a minute. And let me think here. Angus, I don't think you was on the Highway to Heaven. That was that show with Michael Landon and Victor French.
Is Victor up here?
You were on the Highway to Hell, I thought. Remember the little horns you had on the thing? Yeah, yeah. I don't remember a halo. All right, let's get to this.
His horns hold up his halo.
Truth and Consequences. Were you going to come clean? You're going to come correct? Or you come get yourself in trouble on the radio? That's the way it works. Today we got Barry on the line. Barry, good morning, sir. What's going on?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good. Busy? You busy at the shop?
By
the way, I know Fatboy told you, but let's not say where you work.
Because you don't spend any money.
Well, no, it's not that, but like, it kind of is that, okay. But it's also like, you know, anyway.
But you could if you want.
But is it a busy time of year for tattoos?
So slammed. It's summertime. Everyone wants ink, you know. I've been pulling long days lately, 12 hours minimum. Well, 12 hours, you know.
Wow, that varies.
When you got people coming in with pictures they find online and don't really know what they want.
That's got to be the worst.
Yeah, you'd be surprised, man. Sometimes I could talk them into something better. Sometimes I just can't.
Sometimes you say, hey, man, let's book that appointment at noon because I don't want to get up that early.
Yeah, really. You guys do not like to get up early. Thanks for that.
Oh, yeah. And I'd normally be sacked out right now, but I had to get this out of the way today, let me tell you.
Isn't that nice? Thank you. Normally, you would not be listening to our show, but today, because it can benefit you in some way, you decided to get up and do that. And I'm guessing that's why you're here today. We want to talk about and address this issue that you have with a client.
Yeah, exactly. There's this one client I have. He's actually one of my biggest customers. He spends a lot of money with me, and he always pays, so there's no problem there. It's just, man, he always wants the dumbest tattoos you've ever seen in your life. You know what I mean?
You mean like dumb, or just like weird dumb and just don't make any sense?
No. Like, I mean, like, dumb to the point where if someone saw it on my Instagram portfolio, they would think I was either a rookie or I've completely lost my mind. I mean, you know, I try to talk to him. I try to talk him out of this stuff. He never listens, ever.
Oh. See, now that speaks to me in a good way because, like...
He's doing his job. So.
You're doing your job, but at the same time, though, you're like, I don't want this to reflect poorly on me. So you've still been doing the work for him, though, right? But maybe this is to a point where you're like, I'm not going to do this anymore, or at least untag him when he tags you or something.
Yeah, I've been doing the work for him, but I can't do it anymore, you know? I mean, my reputation is on the line every single time the guy walks around showing off one of those pieces that I, you know, did for him. And I told him to his face, literally, I was done tattooing him, but he thought I was just joking around.
So if you call him now to let him know, I guess you're serious, or to tell him the second time, is he going to believe it? Like, I don't...
Exactly. Yeah, who knows, right? And I mean, it's not just the past stuff. It's like the next thing he wants done. Oh, I can't even. He has this new idea for a big tattoo. a really big piece, and honestly, I'm just not comfortable doing it at all.
All right. So here's where the fun for me, Barry, begins, and Paige as well, and for the audience, Fatboy, you know exactly what the tattoo is, correct?
Yes. Yep.
I honest to God.
I'm omnipotent.
I look the Lord baby Jesus in the eyes right now and say, I really don't know what it is, do I? I do not know, and I'm dying to find out what it is.
Yeah, I'm not even going to say right now. I wanted him to tell him first, because at the end of the day, he's got to be the one to explain it to you guys, because, I mean, truly, truly, it is, it's out there.
That's a good way to put it.
So, this is a little bit different. What we're going to do, we're going to get him, the client, on the phone. And then we're going to let him know that, Fatboy, how did you approach this with the guy? You told him, it's just the whole, hey, somebody you know wants to tell you something on the radio?
Yeah, and he was intrigued with it. Like, I didn't really have to talk him into coming on. But
people with a lot of tattoos are very spontaneous and not a lot of gaffes, you know?
I feel like he's got a lot going on.
Give him craps.
Maybe he don't know what it's about, really.
So you're going to tell him you're not doing his tattoos anymore, and you're for real this time.
Oh, yep.
Okay. Boy,
I told him once.
I mean, you know, I get it. I get it. I don't know. Okay, hold on for a second, Barry. I'm going to end up asking you what it is now and screw up the whole fun of radio.
I
you see the way I'm right now, like I'm in front of the Cracker Barrel, rocking back and forth. Like, nervous. If they don't hurry up and call our name, I'm going to go to Bojangles. You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right, I didn't want to say this in front of him, Barry, the tattoo guy. I know what the tattoo is. I don't know why he wouldn't just do it and make that the last one.
Is it that lame?
Is it lame or see?
I don't think it's dirty. Lame.
I'm being self-serving here because I want this to play out like a good.
It's definitely a conversation piece. And it is, you know, good size.
You know, and I I'm no tattoo artist. I like to paint and crap. But
he's a painter.
At the end of the day, not like murdering people's houses or, you know, painting a house. That's what hitmen say. They can go paint your house, you know, with your brains. You know, blow your head off kind of
paint thing. Those toilets, don't you?
No, that's not true. You're the Jackson Pollock of this crew.
I'm trying to flush balls.
So here's what I'm trying to be articulate with this for some reason. I would not give two craps if I'm a tattoo artist.
Yep.
You don't have to sign your name to it. Like, you know, it's artwork. You don't put your name in the corner. So if someone says, "Hey," and on it, bring a Bible, any kind of biblical teachings, I'll put my hand on it and tell you I don't know what it is, but I also, unless it's like something that goes against his moral fiber or it's some kind of illegal thing or whatever, like, why would you care?
You know how tattooers get, man. It's like you're their walking
artist. Tattoo artists are not tattooers.
You're their walking advertisement. Like, they're built, like, you are the portfolio.
Okay, so if you had this, I'm not even going to pontificate because, no, sure as the world, I'll guess some kind of bizarre thing, and that's what it's going to be. So I'll just say something. No, it's not going to be. It's going to be like Betty Boop,
yes,
but she's wearing, she's dressed like a member of ISIS or something, just bizarre kind of crazy thing.
Something weird, yeah.
And then the guy says, "Hey, Terry," or Barry. "Hey, Barry, I saw that ISIS Betty Boop thing. How dare you do that?" I would deny it.
Well, some people not only...
I would say I didn't do that.
Well, they have, like, body restrictions, too, as far as, like, placement. Some won't go above the neck.
Okay.
Won't
okay.
do face tattoos.
I get it.
So, okay. And you know what? Blank yourself in the blank, person texting in. I am not in on the joke. Fatboy.
He does not know what it is.
I swear to G, I do not know what it is. It's fun to me. It's not being unprepared. It's just, if I sit here and knew, I'd end up accidentally telling you. I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
I'm not good. Like, if it's your birthday and I've already bought the gift 2 weeks early, I'm going to end up telling you.
So I can see if it was something that's tattooed on his body part.
I think what Fab would just said totally, you're right.
Yeah, like
it's where it's
a wreath on his boo-boo.
He wants like the spider web tattoo. A lot of people get on their elbow. He probably wants it on his like anal area or something.
Yeah. Oh, there's some women that are getting that on their boobs now.
If you got
the right set, it looks kind of cool.
Again, those who like it, go for it.
Better you than me.
I'm going to think you're trying to hide something. Like it's a blemish on the old areola.
Like you're a little wild if you know you got spider webs on your knockers.
I mean, right?
Better than
same thing with the
barbed wire.
The
pink octopus tattoo.
You're a huge Clemson fan in size and fandom, Fat Boy. If you girl took her shirt off and she had a tiger paw right there on
That's awesome.
No way.
Two little paws.
That'd be so good.
You would love that.
That would be better than the guy who got the Clemens University tattoo on his shoulders.
Dude, if I took a girl's shirt off and she had a gamecock on her boob, I'm going to tell you something. There's only room for one.
Maybe he wants to put cocky somewhere special.
Paige, you're talking dirty to me right now. Good morning, everybody. Part two.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. Riseguys.com.
Somebody texts in that they enjoy when I get irritated when somebody texts in something that it doesn't offend me. It irritates. There's a big difference between offending and irritating. It's just.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you can offend us, really. I mean, it take a lot.
Yeah.
Take a lot.
Let's not try. But it's. It's I try to be very. And many of you will roll your eyes or get a out of this, but I try to be very vulnerable on here, not knowing just because.
No, they'll get you.
It's self-serving because it's more fun to me to find out. And again, I often put my foot in my mouth. If I knew what this tattoo was that we can't even say ourselves, the tattoo artist himself won't say that he's wanting the guy himself to say what the tattoo is. That's more fun to me than if I knew.
They'll call you bad words if you try to be vulnerable.
Every freaking one. I've been called G, F, and Q.
Yeah.
I mean, if it was something
I ain't fat no more.
With a cross doing something inappropriate, I would just say
Jesus,
no way.
Jesus, Paige. The fact that you'd even go there first.
No, but I see it all the time. But
where?
On people's arms.
I see the along
call you a PU double snakes. Why?
No, you put. That would bother me.
How do you know you're not looking at it the wrong way?
I'm just saying me. It may be just me.
I see people wearing the upside down cross more than you would. If you look for it, you'll see it more. They'll say, no, that's it's not the perfect, you know, like the cross has got to be a little. It's like a lowercase T. It's not just like a X turned sideways.
Mm-hmm. It's not even.
That's a plus sign.
So it's a tire iron.
If it's down here like that, you're a Satanist. Get out of here.
If you wear an upside down cross, you're like, you know, intentionally trying to, you know, start something, right?
Or you're just trying to market yourself like a Icy Spicy or whatever her name was. That bitch was always, I'll call her that because if you wear an upside down cross, you are a bitch.
Okay.
To me, and that's just me saying that.
I'm just saying that would bother me if I was an artist. I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
You mean if you're an artist? You are an artist.
I would say, what did Jesus ever do to you, buddy?
During headlines or amazing audiences worldwide.
That's a good point.
Okay. All right. So other guy is on hold listening to Buck Cherry right now, which I bet he's just loving.
I could feed him another song if you want me to.
It's the cocaine song over and over again.
It
just got to be maniacal.
Just play it on loop.
I love it.
Oh, yeah. You wanna. Okay.
Hey, you.
So if you just tuned in, here's the big tease that I wrote. This tattoo artist says he's done putting his hands on one customer's body, and when you hear why, you may not blame him.
Oh,
it was good, too.
That's good.
Now Paige has read into it that it might not be the actual tattoo. It's where the tattoo is. It could be on an orifice. It could be on the taint.
There are certain
perineum,
places where,
in other words.
If you asked me to tattoo you there, I'd be afraid to hurt you.
Put it on the taint.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And also like, now some, if you go to one of the real, like there's one in Vegas, And I've not, I'll be honest, I've not been in a whole lot of tattoo, I've been by them. Mm-hmm. If I'm not looking to get one, I don't ever just go in and look at the gift shop.
No.
But if you've got the private rooms, yeah, you can be up on all fours getting your rear end, hind end.
No, I can wax you, but I'm not going to put needles in your boo-boo.
But most tattoo places are like a barber shop where you're just out in the open around everybody. Everybody.
Well, hello.
Yeah.
Sounds like a hornet's nest up in there.
I've seen the tattoo back there before. It's just, you know, like... common, you're on all fours, like you said, and they just,
you've
when they're done,
in
they
person,
leave.
Or
not in person, no. They usually don't. They won't let you watch like you used to have the old studio with the window, the fishbowl. Can't do that with tattoos.
Remember they used to do that? Our first radio studio was that way. It was in a fishbowl. People just walk by and just stand there and watch us talk and not hear a damn thing we were saying.
I know.
It's like we were the best memes ever.
Remember
or
the
mimes.
Mall. We always had the mall walkers.
I just confused mimes and memes. Shut up.
Okay. Give him another song.
All right. Wow, what'd you put on for him?
Did you go? Oh, I did, what's the one? It's still Buck Cherry, but it's for the movies. Remember that song?
No. But I'm sure he loves the
it's one of the slow ones. He's going to get tired of hearing Buck Cherry.
I know. Okay.
All right.
So, we don't know what the tattoo, Fat Boy's the only person that knows what the tattoo is. Ooh. The tattoo artist knows, and so does obviously Barry the artist. Now, what, Fat Boy, you're going to have to, I get very nervous on this. Because there's a switch that has to happen where he won't listen to Buck Cherry anymore and he'll be back on. All right, I'm on three, you flip him over. You ready?
All right.
I'm going to count. I'm going to go one, two, three, and then you hit it. Don't do it on three exactly.
Are you going to Mississippi it?
No. Are you ready?
A long time.
Yes. Paige, please. Yeah. One, two, three. Chris, you've been on hold for a little while. Good morning, sir. You have
good
any
morning.
Idea why you might be on the Rise Guys show today? Do you have any clue? And you're very brave to come on without knowing. So do you know why you might be on the show today?
Well, I owe somebody a lot of money. And they said they were going to embarrass me pretty good, so I imagine that's what this is all about.
I mean, that sounds promising.
Okay.
What?
Wow. See, that's interesting there, Chris. It's not it has to do with money. It's not about money exactly, but you do know the person who is here for you today. I will say this. I don't know about his home, but you've spent a lot of time in his chair. His name is Barry.
Barry?
Yes.
Tattoo Barry?
Tattoo Barry. You know, I don't know if that's his exact nickname, but that's the one. Barry who does tattoos, Tattoo Barry.
He's on right now?
He is on right now.
Yep,
say hello to Tattoo Barry.
Barry, what's up, dude?
Hey, man, it's a little awkward, not going to lie, but I wanted to come on here so you would take me seriously this time.
Oh.
Seriously about what?
God dang it, I can't wait to find out.
Well, here it goes. About me not doing your tattoos anymore.
Oh, come on, man. You already told me, and I told you to knock it off. You're always messing with me.
Yeah, I was not messing with you. I'm serious. I cannot keep putting my name on the things that you want me to do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he says your tattoos are, like, you know, really dumb. I guess you could say reputation killers.
Screw up his online resume, he said.
Yep. Oh, come on. People love my tattoos.
Oh, come on. They might make you happy, but they make me look like I have lost my mind. And now you are talking about this next piece you want, and I have not even told them what it is yet, and it's offensive. And I don't want to even know why you want it, but I'm not doing it. I know that much, and I do not want anyone to know that was my work. No, no.
Okay. And I did point out you don't have to sign it, but that's beside the point. All right, Paige, you ready?
I'm so excited.
I don't know who's going to say it. I guess Barry, you will say it, and then talking about Tattoo Barry, and then Offensive Tattoo Chris. He can. Okay, what is the tattoo?
He wants a banner across his back that says "In Trump We Trust," And I don't know, I don't want to, I don't do anything political, nothing. I do not believe politics, it's not my thing. I don't believe politics and tattoos should cross. I would never want anyone knowing that I did that. It is not even that I do not like Trump. I don't really care, to be honest. I don't give an SHIT. But when it comes to art, politics just do not match. No thanks.
Man, that would look awesome. I would get so many compliments on it.
Yeah, and a lot of negative attention, too. That is why I do not want to have my name tied to it. And you can get it done somewhere else, but I am not doing it. I'm putting my foot down.
Ah, dang it. That's kind of a letdown.
So you're really not going to do it?
No. No, I'm not.
Why?
I mean, not that I need to give a reason, but I don't agree with it, and I'm not telling you it won't age well, and you need to agree with me, but I can't in good conscience give you that tattoo, man. It would cause some more headache for me down the road, and then it's not worth it, to be honest. Just think about that. It's not worth it.
I can't even remember half the tattoo artists that tattooed me. I can't remember their names.
That's just a cop-out, but whatever.
Oh, I'm serious. Oh,
I mean, you can believe what you want. I'm not your artist anymore, so I don't really care. I got a ton more clients. Someone else just take a crack at it, will you?
Freaking
for
Prince.
A bit, because I'm done. If anyone's listening, try the Trump tattoo. Give it a shot.
God, he's done.
I guess I'm just going to have to find somebody who's not afraid of a little patriotism.
You tell him. Right.
Oh, he hung up. Chris hung up.
Tattoo Chris?
Yeah. Barry's here, but Tattoo Chris is gone.
Now call. We try to call him back.
Yeah.
Just in case. That's irritating. He's the one who started the whole thing. All right. Who hung up?
Chris.
So we're left with the tattoo artist.
Yes.
Okay. Tattoo Barry, you're still there.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Hold on. He's trying to call him back because. Damn.
I get it. Okay. It's artistic differences.
I don't. I mean, you know, the odd thing about this is that it's. I feel
I'm
like
getting voicemail, man.
What a puss. This is getting. Sorry, I was looking at Paige. This is. Well, she's cowering right now. She doesn't know what to say or do. She's very.
Can you just do this last one, Barry, and be done with it? Because it's kind of trivial.
Like, honestly, like what I said, Barry, is that. And no, let me go to my point. I'm sitting here saying that you. Why not? What does it matter? But you're exercising your right to not do it. You know what I'm saying? Like you're saying, you know what? Even though whether you agree or disagree, and clearly, and you don't have to say, because I know some people don't like talking about it, you're one of them, but you don't like to admit defeat and your team didn't win. But necessarily, the situation here, though, is that I look at my arm and I got a bunch of different ones. I do. I don't have like bukus, but I don't know how many I have now.
Stacking them up.
I can't remember but two of the guys' names that did it. And that's nothing offensive to, I would hope, to the artist like you. But
that's a good point.
I would just take the money and.
Don't sign your name.
Well, they never do anyway. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get your point. Like it's just your, but you know what? What's weird though is that if you were making wedding cakes and you know, you didn't agree with you know his let's not make them men. They were two lesbians getting married, and you're like, I'm not making you a wedding cake.
And you try to charge them triple
you'd
the amount, and they
canceled.
Still want to pay.
Yeah. The cake is a pair of scissors.
Well, he hung up.
I get it. I got to draw the line somewhere, you know. And I mean, this one just crosses it for me, guys.
So what if it said in Biden we trust? You would not do that one either.
No politics. What I don't mix politics with art. No.
Okay. This has got a line, but
so you disagree with the people who super glue their hand to like the Mona Lisa and stuff?
No.
Because that's politics and art crossing over. I get it. You probably didn't like Mad Magazine, did you? Mad TV. I liked it. All right.
Well, he's got enough to keep himself
man,
busy.
Man, you're getting slayed right now, Barry. All right.
Not in a good way either.
Not in a good way. Not like on a weekend with couple women. All right, thanks, Barry.
Women.
God bless America, man. Holy moly. I am a tattoo artist. I don't...
I wonder if you fell asleep.
As a paid tattoo... Okay, this is good. As a paid tattoo artist, I'm there to do my job. For instance, if I was a landscaper and someone said, write my name in the yard, I would do that for a fee, just like this. You have to respect someone's wishes as an artist. If someone comes in and says, I want this misspelled on purpose, you have to respect it. Yeah. What does that mean, though?
Even though
like
it may
if I went in and said, I want the no regrets tattoo for real.
Exactly.
What if they just leave the T off and write rump?
Like, there seem to be more of those artists, though. They're like, you know,
and
too
rump
particular.
We trust.
It's a little different.
Like, it's not your tattoo, it's theirs. It's the artist.
That's right. Like, if I was, you know, the girl who goes to these car shows and draws the designs with the...
With the power saw.
The power saw, yes. She does that. What if someone said, I want you to write on there, I hate my Aunt Tanya. And, no, I'm not going to do it. I have an Aunt Tanya. How dare you? Like, no, you can't.
Write it.
Who
write
cares?
It, Toots. I'll give you a good tip.
There's another good text. There's no teams winning here, Matt. With Trump as president, we're all losing. No, you're making this political.
Yeah.
We're making this about tattoos. Take tattoos out. What if you wanted to... I wanted to get... I was trying to think of something crazy to get pierced, but everybody's done it all. There's nothing new.
They really have.
You're winky.
It's been done. I mean, not mine, but others.
I've got Jacob's Ladder, you know. You got
Prince Albert.
Yep. You got them both?
Somebody was saying you could get a Trump tramp stamp on your back.
Yeah.
Not from Barry. Barry's not going to do it for you.
That would be a Trump stump, I understand.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought it was funny.
That was good.
Kiss my ass.
Reminded me of Stump Rope.
All right. Tattoo artists, lovers of tattoos, and I really don't want to turn it political. It's just, to me, it's more like someone wanted something done and you said no. I'm not doing that because my integrity.
I gotta do it.
Like my integrity as an artist.
He's gonna compromise his art.
Yeah, you think Sailor Jack would appreciate the way you're treating your customers? Mm-hmm. I say no. Mm-hmm. He'd cuss you like a sailor. 1-800-774-0093.
I'm just.
He
laughing.
Was notorious for cussing. 1-800-774-0093. Your call's next. Good morning.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is so funny.
The Rise Guys!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
What'd I say off the air? I was like, Dad, blame it. I wish I had taken a picture of this call screen.
Thought it was the other conversation.
Well, not that. That maybe in like 2 years. That will be mainstream enough to talk about. 2 years, I give it. This other thing, though, the call screen, all our lines
lit up like a bitch,
like a Christmas tree. Like far and few, I can remember them. So let's try to get as many as we can because they're all. I'm not even going to say the number again because we don't need to. Let's go to line 4. It's Mandy with a comment about tattoos. Good morning, Mandy.
Good morning.
Oh, goodness.
Aww.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How old are you? I have to ask.
That's a good question.
I've turned 39.
Damn. I mean, like, okay, I was just making sure you weren't going to call in and talk about, like, your mom or dad's tattoos. You sounded quite young.
Make a lot of money with that voice.
Not in a good way. You could do, like, anime and stuff. You could be on Sailor Moon.
She sounds really cute.
All right, so your comment on the tattoo and the in Trump We Trust banner on the back.
So I have tattoos, but I mean, I always say, like, I have kids that are, you know, older and stuff too, and so I'm just like, you know, don't ever put a name, any name, it doesn't even matter, on your body. So to me, that's just how I feel. It doesn't matter who it is, and you just shouldn't put any names on your body.
Even like your kids? You wouldn't get your kids' names?
I mean, some people do that, and you could put your kids' names. I mean, I guess that would be okay because they're going to be your kids forever, but I mean, You don't put your boyfriend's name. You don't put your president's name. You don't put, you know, just don't put George Washington's name. I mean, honestly, just no name should really be on your body. Besides the fact that, I mean, if you wanted to put your kids' names on, that could be cute and stuff. But you're also, you know, leaving yourself open to people finding out personal information about you as well.
Oh my God.
Which, oh my gosh.
That's, I mean, sadly, you're right. They could build a whole profile about you just based on
your
arms.
Makes it easy for them.
Oh, Matt, your parents are dead. I just tell by your arms. That's crazy. Oh, that's crazy. All right, Mandolin. You have a good morning.
All right.
Hey, when you call your kids, like when you call your school to tell your kids are sick, do they think it's one of their siblings pretending? No. Okay.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay. You have a sweet voice. Just be careful. All right. Thank you, Mandy. Have a good morning. So Mandy says no names on the body.
We know that famous Johnny Depp story. He gets his Winona Forever tattoo and he has to change it because, you know, they break up.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
And he makes it Wino Forever.
Oh, you're talking about Ryder, not Judd, right?
That was very telling.
Let's go to line one. Amber, you have a tattoo similar to the one that this artist would not do. Is that right?
I have a Trump presidential coin on my left wrist, and it says the last president of the United States, and then it says in Trump we trust.
Whoa.
Wow, you got it.
Whoa.
Yep.
So have you, you ever get any of the No Kings people?
Yes. Oh. I've had, when I've been at the hospital a few times, when I've had to get IVs, certain people have made comments on it. When I've had handcuffs put on me, certain people made comments on it.
Were they officers or boyfriends?
Well, that's a great question.
Officers.
Could you send us a picture of the tattoo? Like, email it to
us? It's on my Instagram. I think Matt follows me, or I follow Matt.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the
I want to see it.
Well, he won't follow anybody for free. So.
That's not true. I just feel...
For free.
I mean, like, it's... I mean...
It's hand _ painted... _ horror. Hand painted horror.
Whore or horror?
I'm gonna look
horror,
for
both. Horror.
I thought you said something else.
She said hand painted horror.
Oh yeah.
We don't
Dude, you know who this is? I remember you. You had the threesome when you were 18.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, that's her.
How do you know?
Fatboy never forgets something naughty.
I'll never forget.
I'm not trying to get you to plug yourself again, but what was it again? Hand _ painted _ horror?
Horror.
Horror. HORROR. Because I hand paint horror pictures.
No W in there, sweetie.
The Fatboy follows you. Horror. No. Look at the celebrity follows that you have. You have Fatboy and Radio's Party Man Dan.
Party Man!
You have the hotties.
Yeah, Dan. They follow
the naughty hotties.
Okay, there you are.
Let me see.
That is crazy, man. Well, you shouldn't be getting looks because of your tattoo.
I know, but like, are you saying, though, that when you were getting medical care that you thought maybe they looked at it and said...
No, they did look at it.
But
some lady was like, why would you do something like that to your body? Why would you put the devil on your body?
The devil. Lord have mercy. You mean the peaceful president. All right.
Oh, you got a boob tattoo, too. What is your boob tattoo on the left one? What is that?
You talking to me or her? No, he's talking to Amber.
Amber, yeah. What is that, Amber? You got a boob tattoo.
What? Oh, it's Frank the Bunny from Donnie Darko.
Oh, that's what it is. Yep, I knew it looked familiar.
It says, why are you wearing that human suit?
Did you buy this plush Jesus doll that you shared?
I did.
That's awesome.
That's great.
God, this is a bit. We go through people's Instagrams and ask questions.
That should be a new bit. Like, if you're a not brutally honest Instagram review, but like, we just ask you questions about your Instagram. And it's at least, like, you just got 7 new followers since I reloaded it. So, congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, and you have an OnlyFans.
Sorry. Forgot about that.
You in a wind tunnel right now?
No, good? It's fine.
We'll put you on hold for a second.
Yes, we'll put you on hold. Fatboy wants to get a promo code for your OnlyFans. Can we do another one?
Yeah, we do one more.
I'd love, dude, I'm serious about that Instagram thing. That's fun. P1 Downshine, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Matt Manis, Chuck. I just want to come at this from an artist standpoint because I'm a musician. I think that counts as art.
Oh, Chuck Falls.
Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah, Chuck.
Yeah.
What's going on, fellas
Not
and
much,
ladies?
Sir.
So I just want to come at it from, I mean, I have tattoos that people judge me for. Obviously, everybody judges everybody for everything. But from the tattoo artist standpoint, if I were to say I didn't want to play music for a certain political group or the other political group, or if I didn't want to play songs from an artist that has a certain political view, I would never be able to play music or play at any venues ever. So it's a little bit ridiculous, in my opinion.
You know what?
Yeah, people got to separate them.
That right there, what she said, though, is really interesting because can you imagine, like, you know, like you just said, everybody passes judgment, whether we want to admit it or not. I even think sometimes at my gym where it's not allowed, I think it happens.
They judge you.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
So imagine you're getting health care and someone who's anti, let's say it's the opposite. Let's say it's a Trump doctor. And you got a Kamala tattoo.
Oh, Lord.
They could maybe not give, like, that's crazy
they
to think about, Chuck, right?
They're not going to do service.
Absolutely, but it's not up to the tattoo artist not to do it. It's up to you to make that decision whether you want to deal with that fallout or not.
Boom.
Yep.
Listen to this. Listen to that sound. That's Chuck.
Well, that's good.
Look at that wonderful shirt he's wearing. That's beautiful.
Oh,
who did your who did your wardrobe?
I got a guy. I got a guy.
You got a guy. You found a guy. I
Secret.
Love it.
Can't be spilling.
He's wearing my damn t-shirt. That's awesome.
I have your damn t-shirt.
I just shared it. All right, cool. Only because you're wearing my shirt, though.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you,
all right,
Chuck.
Take that.
Yes, sir. He's a cool dude.
Thanks, Chuck.
You have to stop this. You have to stop this chaos.
Stop the chaos.
Shouting out all Chucks today.
Hey, Chuck.
Stop
hey,
the
Mr.
chaos.
Hey, Mr. Chapman is in L.A. right now.
Chucky.
Yeah, lower part of Anderson. All right, we will... Oh my God! This
so
is
controversial.
A good. What's the girl's Instagram again? This is where we will use this against you. You have to go back and listen to the podcast.
Uh huh.
You got to.
We can't do it forever.
You've got to.
They'll try to sell her a schedule otherwise. Mm-hmm. Paige.
Yeah.
What's up in the Plex?
I have bad news for one person in this room. Well, maybe all of us. Find out next in your Rise Guys headlines.
God, not even like a heads up of, you know, hey, it could be you. Or
for one
working.
Of us, maybe all of us. So it's got to be me because if it's bad news for me, I make everybody's life around me hell. And it would make
well,
everyone.
Well, you're a man, so.
How sexy are you, right? I mean, sexist. Good morning. Damn it.
This is the Rise Guys. Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.